see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambell. I am the host of the show, Watchmen for Jesus, and you're welcome. Today, 4 to 6 p.m., as I am every day, Monday through Fridays, I bring to you the up-to-date news and what's behind the news, the reality of what's behind the news. And this new world order that's picking up steam, I'd say, quite a bit. There's quite a bit of, well, changes that's taken place that is different than before. Quite a few things are changing. And they themselves, the Illuminati, you might call them, are revealing their own plans to show you what they've done, how they've done it. That is a change. That's a big change. Because when they show you the evil, then that means they're going to bring up what they consider to be the alternative, the dialectic. And that means that we're very close to the New World Order as they see it. So I want to expose a lot of that today, and I have quite a bit to show you today. To include testimony, recordings of actual speeches, it lays it right on out. And also, remember, I have been talking about how they expose themselves on TV, news, movies, sitcoms even, cartoons. Well, I'm going to show you that today also with irrefutable proof of how they've done this. But here's the interesting part, is they would bring these things out. Talk show hosts, like myself, would show you, oh, here's what we found. Because they want to expose themselves. And so other shows, other conspiracy theorists, researchers, whatever, will say, oh, they've been doing this to the products, the food. They've been doing this to whatever. Well, family, this is the whole idea now. They want to expose the bad side to bring in the good side later. They're not telling you that part. And the so-called good side is not good at all. It's going to be worse than what they had before. Their time is short here on this earth. But there will be a new world order. It's our duty as Christians to go against it. Pray against it. Inform. Take care of your families. Witness to others about Jesus Christ. And every step of the way, legislatively, legislator, politically, economically, to go against all their policies in emails and meetings and councils and as you show up and whatever way, until God says that's it. Because you see, in a matter of speaking, when God gives them the green light to go ahead, that means we've turned away from God enough to where God says, you want it, you got it. Well, sorry, but that's their downfall. See, there's no way they're going to win. They will be placated. They'll have a mind that will be deluded. Delusion will be given to them to make them believe that they're succeeding, and then it's going to come crashing down upon them. As I said many times, there's nothing they can do to stop it. So every step of success that they achieve is one more step to their destruction permanently. But there will be judgment upon all those who reject Jesus. He'll be picking sides. You're picking right now. There's a difference. When he comes back in the second advent, then he will be judge. You see, there's a difference. And those that's done evil, rejected Jesus Christ, is an unforgivable sin. It's the same as blasphemy. Today, the equal to that is unbelief. And their minds will be turned over to unbelief and to being deceived. God will make sure, by giving them a spirit of delusion, that they will believe the lie and will not have the opportunity to repent. He will take it away from them. Do you understand this? That's God's business. I just know it's going to happen according to Scripture. To give them a spirit of delusion, they should believe a lie. Look it up. It's true. So you have an opportunity to accept Jesus now. Because there's going to be a point that those who keep rejecting him, you'll reach a point of no return. The preachers aren't talking about that. A lot of them are paid not to through the 501c3. They're Freemasons or Jesuits in disguise in every denomination. Most of them have written books or high-level mega churches or whatever to give them credibility. That's how they work it. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I want to then present to you a series of proofs. We're going to talk about the North American Union. I'll speak about the National Police again in other ways. The mind control, which is coming out. But I'm going to give you testimony, too, today. And show you how they put it in our faith for 30, 40, actually longer than that, going back to 1798. You've been warned. We as human beings, especially in America, have been warned over and over and over and over again. For generations upon generations. And the real whistleblowers that are credible in a high-level positions, they got one thing in common. they all were assassinated or killed. The ones today, forget it. I am a CIA operative writing a book to expose the New World Order. Right. And then you got those on there in certain shows and all this that's saying all this stuff about exposing them, and I'm telling the truth, and they're trying to kill me and all this stuff. If they want you dead, you're gone. You know, if they want you off the air permanently, they'll take you off. I got taken off the air for 2 weeks now, and I'm back on. It ain't going to happen. If they're really causing them damage, all that is to give the individual credibility. You see, to give them credibility. Anyway, I will dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to continue on. Lord, thank you today, Father, bringing us together in this broadcast, and Father, the network you've given us. Thank you, Father, for this. For those that's followed all this time, and Father, for the new listeners and those joining us, that Father, you'll give us all that wisdom, discernment, and touch our hearts with your gospel. Lord, to set up divine appointments that those can express, inform, or those around them in their sphere of influence, to inform them how Satan is operating, that, Lord, it will put a spirit into them that will lead them toward repentance and acceptance of Jesus as Savior. Father, because that's really the bottom line. Everything else is for knowledge, but Lord, the bottom line is acceptance of your Son, Jesus, as a Savior. Anything below or above that is not the purpose of any of this. The purpose is to get those souls to accept Jesus. Father, we pray for Diana's, Father, you know who we were talking, and her daughter, Lord, to get her through this period now, this next couple of days. Lord, protect her. And to help that family come together with any problems they may have, that, Father, you'll bring the family together. Use this time to make solid the family connections. Heal old wounds. Bring love and connection back in the family. We pray too, Lord. We pray that you'll protect those families and, Lord, those families where the Dark Horse 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, where they died in that helicopter crash, Lord, the 12 Marines that's been lost in 4 days, and Afghanistan also. That, Lord, in 4 days, 12 Marines died. Lord knows how many more committed suicide. That, Lord, that you'll bring this to the forefront, that people will hear it. We pray for the families of those in the helicopter crash, those of the 12 that died in the past 4 days in Afghanistan and Iraq. Father, we need knowledge put out about the truth about these wars. We need whistleblowers at the high level, incredible positions that's going to expose it for what it is, and to protect them, Lord, to let the American public know what's really going on. And Father, to shut down those planes bringing the drugs back over, and expose them for using the equipment and the new weapons that they're being using to expose this evil that's portraying being used in our name and on innocent people, Lord, to expose these events. And Father, we pray for eyes to be opened today. Father, we pray for all these things to happen. And Lord, to guide us and our families as we do the right thing, Lord. And if we fall back, Lord, you'll put us back on track. Father, we send these requests to you, Father, these prayers to be answered. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in heaven as it is on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, where to start? Wow. You know, I've been talking about many times the takeover that's been planned a lot in our country. I've given proof, as many other people have. I'm not the only one, of course. People don't listen for fear or don't believe in conspiracy and so forth. But family, it's all real. It's very much real. And it's coming to a head, so to speak. And that's what got my attention, was when the Illuminati, started revealing themselves. I said, oh, we've crossed the line here. This is different. Because everything before in the 70s, 80s, 90s, Barry Jennings, John Todd, Larry McDonald, JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Bobby Kennedy, just a whole host of truth tellers and those going against the New World Order, all the way back to Lincoln, McKinley, it's all connected to the same agenda. Everything. You will not find, I promise you, you will not find one so-called conspiracy that's not connected to this New World Order agenda going back to 1400s, carried through by family bloodlines and their customs, their rituals, their family tradition, carried on to each generation until they finally achieve the New World Order, as taught from one generation to the next generation to carry it on. Picking up significant families along the way. You have to do that? You have marriage, intermarriage. And once that family is intermarried by exchange of DNA, having children, they're locked in to the New World Order. They're locked into the Illuminati family. They're not getting out without dying. The family member says, well, I'm not a part of this. I'm going to, you know, I like Mary Sue that's, you know, she's not part of the royal family. Well, that's too bad. Well, he's going to die. They're going to kill him. If they have a family, if they have a child come out of that wedlock, come out of the marriage, that child will not live. They will kill that child. They will not have the bloodline outside of the Illuminati families of 26 core families, Italian, German, Austrian, Chinese, Jews, specific Khazars, Ashkenazi, fake Jews actually, synagogue of Satan. Every country has got a royal family member and a member of the hierarchy controlling it. Every country. Every nationality. And those that are puppets within the small banana republics and all that, they're put under financial obligation by wars, revolutions. If they don't, they take him out. That's what CIA and all the intelligence agencies are for. And the militaries. We've never fought for democracy and freedom in our entire history. That's the part that really ticks me off. This is really, and this can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. We've been lied to since the day this country began. Because family, Satan is prince of this world. He's God of this world, as allowed by God to separate those that are wheat and the tares. Until that final time comes, as the 7 years begin. There'll be a separation for sure. Family, there's no getting around it. Right now, people are buying gold and silver and buying stuff. stocks and bonds, selling stocks and bonds, treasuries, I don't know what. All kinds of things that they're doing, putting money in Switzerland and gold bars and all that. And I told someone the other day, I said, that's fine. You know, you can do that. And when the gold goes up, you sell it and you make some money and you put it in your bank, you roll it over, you do all this fancy stuff. I said, where's your gold right now? Well, I can't tell you that. I said, no. Okay, I started looking around facetiously. I said, is it in your car? Is it under your seat there? You got it home? Where's your gold right now? Well, I got it in Switzerland. Uh-huh. Well, you got a fast rowboat? Because when they close it down, you're not going to get your money. They close down the electricity grid. How are you going to get your money? You're going to rowboat yourself to Switzerland and say, I want it, and put it in your boat and row back? How are you going to get it? You don't think about a million other people have not figured that out? And oh, by the way, you got it at your house, right? Say you got some at your house. Oh, I got two gold bars in my house. Really? Okay. So what are you going to do with it? Well, they make it illegal, just like FDR did when he took us off the gold standard, War Powers Act, and the Gold Confiscation Act. Ha! When they declare martial law and dictatorship, you're not selling squat. It ain't going to happen, you see. And they'll confiscate it. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. But I'm a sovereign citizen. It doesn't mean a thing. That means zero. That's a piece of paper you can use for toilet paper if you want. Might be a little scratchy. But let me tell you something. You've been lied to, man. You've been lied to. You can't eat gold. You can't shoot gold. And what are you going to do? Push it with your wheelbarrow to your, with your, bug out bag? Where are you going to? I heard some people tell on a show the other day. I don't listen to any shows. Usually I don't. I just focus on my own. But someone invited me to listen to one. I did. And had a caller in one particular one. I'm not going to mention who, but he said, yeah, my Lord told me, like the Lord told him to leave New Hampshire and go overseas when this stuff starts. I'm like, the Lord said, it wasn't the Lord telling him to do that. It's like, you're going to leave New Hampshire. There's going to be a mass exodus out of America. Really? Yes, we're all going to leave America because it's going to be really bad here. Uh-huh. I'm thinking, where are you going to go? You don't think they're not going to shut down the airports and the ports? And I tell you what, a rowboat 3,000 miles, you're going to have a problem. Where are you going to go? Nobody's thinking of this. I'm going to get my bug out bag. I'm going to get my family. We're going to leave. They try to stop me. I'll shoot them all. Yeah, okay, right on. Yeah, you're going to do it. And I told my friend, I said, and he's a former military also, and bodyguard and all this and all that, so I'm being a little bit facetious because I'm getting a little tired of this. But, you know, I said, okay, let me tell you something. I said, me being a former U.S. Marine and working with the government and after that and teaching people firearms and all this stuff, I said, there's something I've learned about a firearm. They have one particular problem. When you run out of bullets, the thing stops shooting, you know? Unless you've got a basket that you have an everlasting supply of ammunition like Jesus did with the fish, I said, you're in deep trouble with a gun. Fine, you can protect your family and all that, but can you take on 10 Spitznaz? Is that a problem? You think maybe? Or you watch a lot of, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. You know, let's not talk movie scripts here. Let's talk reality. Oh, we're going to the Ozarks. Okay. You're going to build log cabins, huh? You're going to make rose quartz. They got mercenary groups out there, family. They know what they're doing. Family, you need God in your life. Jesus Christ. This is a supernatural war. Now, maybe back in the 80s, in the 70s, we're the Wolverines. We're going to... Okay, all right. Family, that was 30 years, 40 years ago. You got 26 suicides of Marines, Army, coming back from Iraq, and 80% has never been deployed. Post-traumatic stress comes from rape, also. That's never been deployed. And you had, in 2012, 13, 14, around 15,000 male-on-male sexual assaults and rape because this setup they had with homosexuals coming in the military. This was the plan. This was the plan all along. This is not a subsequent result. This was planned this way. They knew. Mix it together. In the same showers. The same barracks. And psychos they bring in our Marine Corps and our Army. By design. By design. Female. Male to female sexual assaults was like 12,000. 3,000 less. The plan by Carter. Nothing more than a peanut farmer. And a satanic worshiper. Like Buchanan. Tom Brady. They're all secret society members. You heard me exactly right. I did not make a mistake. Clinton, Obama, Bushes, all the way back to Samuel. Satanic from the word go. Wesley Clark. Jerry Boykin. Rick Joyner. They are Knights of Malta. Knights of Malta. Look it up right now. And you tell me from their blood oath they take, they're not traitors and Luciferians supporting the Vatican and Jesuits. Family, it's time to face the truth. And for them to face the truth, they will not succeed. They will fail because they're going against the creator of this universe. Going against the universe, the creator of the universe, it's like an ant crawling up a elephant's leg, thing's going to do a hip roll. It ain't going to happen. It's impossible. The technology will be destroyed. Their armies will be defeated. They will be stomped out. And it's called the tribulation. But in the meantime, family, the whole idea is a witness to your family, for yourself, for ourselves, friends that you run across, strangers that God puts in your path, about the love of Jesus. And even to the enemy, whether they want to hear it or not, that's the bottom line. But in the meantime, Hosea, in his prophecy coming from the Holy Spirit to direct him, he says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Certainly that indicates the lack of knowledge of the scriptures, but also indicates the lack of knowledge of even human knowledge, to know how Satan is operating in this world. To know what to go against. And I'm not talking about revolution like Chuck Baldwin and all these so-called pro-revolutionary Rick Joyner. They're only there to foment revolution, armed revolution. They know what they're doing. They know that that will result in martial law is what they want. It goes back to the 1932. It's always been this way. Order out of chaos. Armed revolution, Chuck Baldwin and Rick Joyner, Jerry Boykin. Armed revolution goes against God, Romans 13. They tell you different, they wrong. I don't give a hoot who they think they are. But then when the government tells you to go against God, that's where refusal comes into play. No, I'm not going to. It doesn't mean armed revolution. It will never succeed. It never has in our history. It never will. But it doesn't mean you do what they tell you to do when it goes against God. And actually, 25,000 plus of clergymen are trained by FEMA to go the other way, to do everything the government tells you to do, no matter what it is. FEMA's telling them, now you go to your flock, and you tell them that they got to do everything that the government tells you to do because of Romans 13. Well, that's another lie on the other extreme. One side says don't do anything. Another side says do everything. Both are wrong. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar's. Unto God, render what's unto God. John MacArthur, a fake evangelical. I'll tell you why. He's a fraud. He tells you you can take the mark of the beast. I'm not going to play his recording, that his actual words. He says it's okay to take the mark of the beast, that God's not going to condemn you. Well, the Bible says otherwise. MacArthur is another fraud. Absolutely. I think they've taken that off. It's hard to find that recording, but I have it. I got several copies of it that on MP3 of his actual words. It's okay to take the mark of the beast, the tattoo, the digital tattoo that's coming, the microchip. It's okay to do that. No, it's not okay, John MacArthur. Why do you lie to people? Why do you lie? It's time to expose these people, family. Oh, where'd all that come from? Family, it's time to step up and speak out. Remember, I've mentioned many times that the Third World War, as planned before 1871, in another phase, oh yeah, you heard me right, Albert Pike, that Islam was to go against Zionism, Islam against Israel, in the coming World War III, and countries on either side to fight each other to complete exhaustion. And the plan is to have a revival of the Holy Roman Empire, that be the European Union, in default. That's the coming World War III. Now, a lot's going to happen before that really happens, because once that happens, it's nothing but downhill. So they're going to have a fake World War III, a fake extraterrestrial visitation of sort, a fake prosperity period, false prophet, Antichrist, all that has got to take place. Well, this World War III, Zionism against Islam, will destroy both at the same time. Well, here's the deal. Christianity will certainly be destroyed. But Christianity, under the Vatican, that's why they're trying to, that's the ecumenical movement. That, oh, they're tricky. The ecumenical movement is trying to bring all the religions into one big old pot of mulligan stew. And once they do that, the Pope's trying to do this. Palmer was in the process and he was killed for whatever reason. I believe he's killed like Lawrence of Arabia for the same reason. Lawrence of Arabia is killed on a motorcycle. Lawrence of Arabia wasn't participating with the New World Order like Hitler was. Oh yeah, that was why they killed him, on a motorcycle crash. Same thing with Palmer. He died in a motorcycle crash. Whatever reason is linked up to this agenda. To bring all the religions together on what I call the Roman Catholic Titanic. You got it? So when it sinks, Christianity is destroyed. All religions are destroyed except Hinduism, Buddhism, which is a New Age movement. The Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama is an evil individual. You got to watch, because that will be the humanist New World Order religion that will rise up with revival, the Holy Roman Empire, his New Age movement. Teilhard de Chardin was a Jesuit priest. Look him up. Chardin was father of the New Age movement. Yep. And guess who the mama was? Mother of the New Age movement was Elena Blavatsky, followed up by Alice Bailey and Michael Aquino in 1975, three different phases. Family, it's all laid out. So the point is, the Roman Catholic Church and Christianity was used as a cover in 325 A.D. to cover over the ancient mystery schools of religion, which is the New Age movement rebirth, which is the New Age movement in a rebirth. Now you got it? It's just going right back to what it was before. A lot of people don't realize that. The Catholic Church has always planned it. All your holidays are pagan, based on a Christian flavor and icing. Every one of them. Constantine, the whole thing is a fraud. Jesus Christ is not about any religion what? No Judaism, no Christianity, not one religion today. He's not about religion or philosophy. He's about your redemption and your salvation. That's what he's about. He's a creator, God incarnated, human flesh. And there's Christian sects that don't even believe that. Some do, some don't. See, Christianity is a one serious mulligan stew. 41,000 sect, actually. So Christianity can't be the religion. Because there's 41,000 different beliefs. Come on now. It's not about religion. Well, family, to get you off track, here's what we're talking about today. So, let's bring it back down to in your face. I'm going to lay the groundwork here for the next 5 or 10 minutes. Listen carefully. The way they do it, they have councils and committees. In 1972 to 1974, Nixon tried his bid at a New World Order as directed by the Vatican, working with his best friend, one of his best friends, named General Cushman of the Marine Corps. Cushman was linked to the CIA. They became friends when Cushman was in the CIA and not Commandant. Cushman was dirty, Joint Chief of Staff. I hate saying that, being a Marine, but I got to be honest. Cushman was real dirty. Nixon was even dirtier. Reagan was dirty. Every doggone one of them was dirty. And Knights of Malta members, no less. Tom Brayden, remember the name, was the Knights of Malta. Dirty. Luciferian. Evil to the core. Pat Buchanan. Dirty. Luciferian. Evil to the core. Bill Bob Clinton, a former president. Rhodes Scholar like Wesley Clark and Naomi Wolf. Dirty. Because they are members of secret societies. Look up the oath, Rhodes Scholars. Knights of Columbus and Knights of Malta. Do it right now. Look up their oath that they take against you. And you tell me otherwise. And read that oath. They even tried to Rick Joyner and Jerry Boykin, or Knights of Malta, even wrote a 3-page dissertation to explain why they're members of it. It was so significant, they had to explain it away. Yeah. The explanation is 3 pages of nonsense. And tap dancing. Old men like that tap dancing? It's a shame. But they did. Okay, here's my point. Let's go. They get together, as Carol Quigley, who actually inspired Bill Clinton and his Tragedy of Hope, and he was like a mentor of some sort to Bill Clinton, Carol Quigley, wrote in his book, Tragedy and Hope, about how the round tables work. The round tables are think tanks for the Illuminati. And that's a fact. You want to try to dissuade it? Go on ahead. You'll fail. It's a fact. And the round table consists of, since 1921, the Royal Institute of National Affairs, which is Illuminati in London, the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the slam dunk Illuminati murderers, as proven. Literally, they plan the wars that kill off our soldiers and Marines, and they murder people. They set up the wars to kill, and that's all they're good for, the Council of Foreign Relations. I get down and dirt. I'll tell you just what it is. Every nation, Canada, Europe, every one of them, has a Council of Foreign Relations of some type. Yeah. Okay. Then later on, the United Nations, 1940s. 1954, Bilderberg Group. See, they keep forming groups. 1954 began a new phase. That's why they formed the Bilderberg. Club of Rome, depopulation. Alexander Haig and Kissinger. NSSM 200. Authorized genocide of a world population. Let's call it for what it is. And Jimmy Carter to further that plan, NSM 200. Global 2000, another murderer. Absolutely. Every doggone one of them. You want to challenge what I'm saying? Go on ahead. Do it. Just do it. So they have their own little meetings. And also, since Nixon failed in his bid, in his before Reagan tried, Nixon tried, 1972-74, his plans led on to FEMA, when he divided the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each. It's just passed on to Reagan and FEMA. They failed in 1972-74 to a New World Order, to a North American Union of dictatorship United States that even FDR was planning. Absolutely. I got evidence for every bit of it. Well, Nixon failed. That's where you get Watergate. His so-called impeachment, which never happened. He was pardoned by his cousin Ford. That's right. They're going to kill Agnew, declare martial law, and dictatorship, but it never happened. So they formed the Trilateral Commission. Rockefellers, George Bush, Trilateral Commission to plan the next attempt by 1984, Operation Garden Plot. Did y'all know that? Yeah, Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission. Remember that. You're going to hear it again. So 1973, Kissinger, Rockefellers, all these guys formed the Trilateral Commission to plan the next attempt at a world, at a dictatorship in America. You got it? Now remember everything I'm telling you. That's 1973. They're heading toward a North American Union to be one of the 10 nations worldwide. They tried it in 1943. The world was divided into 10 regions. It didn't happen like they wanted. So they passed it on to the next generation. And that works. Now, to medicate people, I've already talked about that. I'm not going into detail. I talked about that the past 6 weeks. Was by technology, microchips, implantation, fluoride in the water. Family, I got the evidence. I've got the studies, reports. Goes back to the year 1900. Drugs, all that was to medicate the public. Technology, ELF transmissions, all that was to mass medicate electronically and chemically to dumb us down. Education system to change the morals value, behavior modification, and what's called values clarification on your children and us as baby boomers in the 1950s and 60s. Values clarification. And the teachers know about this. A lot of them do. Ones that don't like it, they have to be silent or lose their job. Death education. All this is connected. Now, I'm not giving you details. I'm sorry if newcomers. But I can't do that right now. I got to move on to something else. I'm laying the groundwork. But I assure you, I have evidence for everything I'm telling you. Slam dunk, virtually irrefutable. So the round table takes in the suggestions, plans, readjustments of plans from previous generations, and they submit their recommendations and findings, results, to the Committee of the 300. Bloodline Illuminati families. And they have their own councils and committees. And they put it in order. They put it out. What? Values clarification. Let's increase it. Common core education. Let's bring women to the military and let's assign them to combat duty. When are we going to do it? Well, 1993. Okay, let's get done that year. You see what they do? When are we going to start taking down the military? Well, Clinton's going to say, don't ask, don't tell. Okay. So we figure, what, in 10 years, 15 years, we'll say, now come out of the closet. Family, they planned that to divide the services, and it worked perfectly. It's all been pre-planned. I can tell you the dates, the times, the events, the orders, everything. I've done all the research. Now I'm going to give you testimony. So what happens is this round table brings all these others in, Trial Hour Commission, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations gets together in their round table meetings, discussions, and the representatives discuss what they discussed, and they put it into effect. That's how it works. Then they take it into the Illuminati, Committee of the 300, Bloodlines, Aldo Brandini, Chagi, Gaetana, Rothschilds, there's like 26 families or more. And then they affect it. They plan wars, revolutions, control the banking, business, militaries, all of them, politics, education, the media, totally, religions, all of them, all the intelligence agencies, medicine, drug companies, illegal drugs, and organized crime. It's controlled by them through councils, committees, and so forth. Family, they lose because you're messing with a supernatural being called God. And who's leading them? Satan, Lucifer. I've got organizational charts for everything of this, all of them. Confirmed organizational charts. Canada, you have Canadian Institute for International Affairs, CIIA. Everybody has one. Now, I'm sorry if I've maybe inundated you with information. It is recorded, so you can go back and listen. But I don't have time to explain each individual thing. I'll be here 6 hours. I'm giving you an overall view of what's really going on behind the background. Article came out that the CFR is going to enlist or work with Al-Qaeda to go after ISIS. What? That's insulting. You see, there's no ISIS. There's no Al-Qaeda. The ones that exist are controlled by the CIA. I got word from Hillary Clinton, General McClurney. CIA confirms, because I've got a conglomeration, a collection of their own testimony I put together to show that they're full of baloney. And I know for a fact when I was in Kosovo, we supported Al-Qaeda. I know this. Al-Halamein, RHIS, connected to Al-Qaeda. I saw it. I took pictures of them running around in my region in Kosovo. I report this every week at Bonstil in my region. Well, they didn't like that neither. I didn't care whether they liked it or not. Family, I'm telling you the truth today, and always have. Now, I'll lead up to the next step. I've said many times that they tell you what they're doing before they do it every single time. And they do it on TV, on sitcoms, cartoons, regular shows, comic books, all kinds of ways. They tell you what they have to tell you what they're doing before they do it in ways and then try to dissuade you after they do it. I want to give you solid proof of that today. And they want you to know this. You see, they're throwing it in your face. See, don't think that you have truth tellers. That I'm telling you now, I'm taking a step further. They're the ones releasing this information. Because they want to show you how rotten the government is. In Spain, London, Greece, France, you have riots, right? Yeah, well, they're orchestrating those riots. Why? Because they want to have chaos to bring the New World Order. Every country's got this going on. Not just America. Every country. The Ukraine and Russia, Putin's not for his people. No more than Obama or Bush or Clinton or Reagan or none of them were. Or even FDR. Quote, March 4th, 1939. Part of the quote, to hell with American people. As far as the democracy is concerned. It doesn't exist, it never did, and we'll never let it happen that way. Unquote. Behind closed doors. March 4th, 1939. Senator Lundeen copied it down when he heard it. Now, there's more to the quote, but family, every country has the same problem. And the same agenda, and their leaders are working together, fooling their citizens in every country, bar none. It's the same. Now let's get back to America. Now, I've given you a background, and I hope I went too fast on it. that's a problem I might have had today, but I just have a lot to tell you and short time to do it. Tomorrow, I hope that I can clean up any loose ends that I leave today, because family is massive. I can summarize it, but it's a challenge for me to summarize it, to make it to where you understand it. Why? To know what to pray against, know what action to take, how to form groups, PTA meetings to find out what your child's learning, and then groups going to the PTA meetings to say, we want the values clarification to stop. We don't want no vaccinations, and you've got people behind. I mean, things you can do. There are things you can do, but never armed revolution militia, because those like Chuck Baldwin and Rick Joyner and Jerry Boykin are leading you to a false patriotism. They're not on your side. Wesley Clark, they're not on your side at all. So go one extreme to the other. They want to justify martial law. You need violence to justify martial law. That's why they're fomenting it, this revolution nonsense. But you can slow it down. Maybe even a whole generation, because they've done it already. Okay. I'm going to play it. Just be patient. I'm going to play out to you. Listen very carefully now. Listen carefully. Every sentence and every word of an interview on Crossfire. Tom Brayden, a Knights of Malta member, and Pat Buchanan, another Knights of Malta member, try their best to derail Larry McDonald in a brief interview on an old program in 1980s, 83, 84, called Crossfire. And they're trying to make him look stupid, make him look silly, but boy, he hails them like a champ. It's one slight problem. Was that an entire airplane he was riding on, Larry McDonald, about several months later, was destroyed by a Russian missile they said they thought was a spy plane, KAL-007. Family, they took down an entire aircraft just to shut up McDonald. They killed all those people aboard. September the 1st, 1983. He was also putting his name in for president. They had to shut him up and take him down. Now, there's word that they just redirected the aircraft and they just took him prisoner with everybody else. Others say that he was killed. Whatever it was, he disappeared. His conservative Democrat, which doesn't mean a thing, McDonald was active in a lot of civic organizations, gun control, members of Keeping Your Weapons, maintained a conservative voting record in Congress. He was an honest man, an actual honest congressman. Can you imagine? He was a prime mover in dedicating two statues in the U.S. Congress, Capitol Rotunda, unlike Ron Paul, who's a do-nothing, a member of the CNP, and secretly, and is also a Freemason, Rosicrucian. Pretend Christian and pretend patriot. Ron Paul's just another one. But Larry McDonald was real. He is known for his staunch opposition to communism, and he believed that there was long-standing covert efforts being made by the Trilateral Commission and other powerful groups I've named you already to bring about socialism and world governments. He was the second president of John Birch Society before it was infiltrated. And also, he was cousin of General George Patton. Now, listen to this interview I'm going to play for you that actually took place and listen to Tom Brayden and Pat Buchanan, those two dumb and dumber, try to attack Larry McDonald. And what he does to them, he knows what he's doing, and he plays them like a violin. McDonald does. So let's play that interview so you can hear that. And then I have evidence how they put it in the news, movies, other ways that actually surprised me. So here we go. I'm building a case now. This is all laid up just like I'm building a case in court. Here we go. It's about 15 minutes long. Larry McDonald, the New World Order.
That's a pretty important quotation.
It's all right. It was made in a pamphlet by a fellow who later headed
Pat
up
Buchanan?
Society. Let's say it was a dumb,
right then.
A dumb statement. The First Society was formed
That's
in 1958. Why are you all now, the John Birch Society, still answering for a statement like that? Why didn't the Birch Society say, look, our founder made an asinine statement, we don't pay any attention to it, and go on to the future? Why is the John Birch Society, in his phrase, now considered by an awful lot of people who will say, okay, Jerry Falwell, moral majority, new rightists, okay, don't like him. But all of a sudden, when you mention the Birch Society, everybody recoils. Why
well,
was that?
The reason is, Tom, because we haven't gotten into what the society is.
Here
instead,
we
have tried to, it's a sort of a classic effort of a straw man that's thrown up where the society never took a position. The society never stated anything about Eisenhower one way or the other. It was never a position of the society.
Was it a problem for the society that its head for 25 years was the man who had made that statement, and his head is not that now?
Well, part of the problem is, Tom, Pat, the actual statement has not been quoted.
Uh-huh.
And if anyone wants to take the time to read the politician with the footnotes, they can maybe read it and judge for themselves. But that's not a position one way or the other of the society. And, of course, another small problem is that Mr. Welch did not resign. Actually, this was a move of transition of leadership, of which he was one of the individuals in actively making the transition. He has emerged as a chairman emeritus.
Were you hurt then? Well, I mean, I want to get to the point why the John Birch Society is differentiated from other new right organizations. You can say Conservative Caucus or NCPAC or Conservative Digest.
Now, it's getting better here a little shortly. Shortly, it's going to really get into it, so be patient.
A recoil. Even among conservatives who will say, no, don't call me a member of the Birch Society. Now, why is that? Is that partly due to the fact that Bill Buckley's National Review, I think around 1964, read the Birch Society out of the conservative movement? Have you recovered from that?
Well, I think Bill Buckley founded ACU in 65 partly to do that. Elements within National Review have also, beginning in 65,
shortly they're going to start talking about the meat of it.
Society would actually be termed more of the old right. I think the definition of the new right would be vigorous.
Okay, but why? I mean, I don't know where you disagree with the new right people, but why are you all, why do you carry around this tarnish, this taint?
Well, let me give you another reason why he carries around
the
Tom Brady.
I'd be glad to give you the answer,
Mr. Welch.
The reason is because the society is the only organization in America that is organized at the grassroots level with paid coordinators, with chapters in the communities all across the country.
Conservative caucus.
Not with chapters, not with a paid field staff all across the country.
That's organization.
And so the result is that this is the one group, I think, that those who would radically change America seriously fear. And a tremendous campaign was launched in December of 1960.
Right.
To move to discredit the John Birch Society and, frankly, launched initially on orders coming out of Moscow.
Well, Mr. McDonald, I'm not a conspirator.
It's Tom Brady.
Even Buchanan would vouch for that.
Robert Welch.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Is that a conspiracy?
Well, you've certainly... Well,
let me just tell you what Newsweek says this. The John Birch Society considers communism only one arm of a national, of a massive conspiracy in which socialist American insiders are plotting to establish world government. Now, it also says, and here's Director John McManus, that's your public relations director, saying that former Secretary of State Alexander Haig and CIA Director William Casey are two of these master conspirators who are plotting to establish world government. Now, what do you say? You know, that kind of silly, asinine statement is what makes people laugh at the John Birch Society.
Well, Tom, I'm sure being a long-standing member of the Rockefeller apparatus, And as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations of longstanding, you're fully aware that there is an elitist core in this country that has seen value in subsidizing communism, of protecting communism.
It has?
Sure.
You're accusing me of subsidizing communism?
No, I'm saying
because
that
because I happen to belong
no,
to a
no,
to
there
a
is an elite
policy
core.
Study
now,
group?
That, no, wait a minute. There is an elite core in this country that has dominated American society.
Well, I'm not one of them.
Trilateral Commission.
The Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations.
State Department, I suppose.
Well, let's face it. They've dominated the State Department for 40 years, and pretty much openly.
Right, but what are they trying to do?
Well, their objective is to try to bring about a gradual transition in our society, a dissolving of sovereignty, and a moving steadily to the left on the political spectrum.
Well, who are they?
The elitist groups that I mentioned, particularly key individuals and policymakers in the Council on Foreign Relations.
Is the International Monetary Fund part of this?
Well, I would say the International Monetary Fund has certainly been set up for the purpose of facilitating that transfer of sovereignty and transfer of wealth on the road.
Right, we elected Mr. Conservative.
Let me just finish the point, right, because otherwise we're going to have a lot of unanswered questions, that you are looking at a group that has worked to bring about a dissolution of national sovereignties on the road to world government. And certainly you're familiar with local professor Carol Quigley, who has been part of your club, in which he admitted all this. And he said in his book, Tragedy and Hope, the only thing I disagree is that we've worked to keep it a secret. And you see Arthur Schlesinger Jr. writing way back in 1947, says, yes, this is the hidden policy of America. But we can't tell the American public because they're too unsophisticated to see the value.
What is the instrumentality of world government? What is
like
the instrumentality?
Of all the things you say about Arthur, that's the silliest statement I ever heard. He never made anything like that.
Well, let me suggest that you read the May-June issue of the Partisan Review of 1947, Tom, and you can read it for yourself. It's called
Arthur Schlesinger said there was a conspiracy. Oh. A conspiracy to promote communism.
Oh, no, he didn't use the word conspiracy. He said the objective was to bring about. Let me finish. I'll tell you. He said that the objective, the secret policy, which we can't tell the American public because they're not sophisticated enough to see the value, is that through a steady result of erosion of new deals, we bring the American society steadily to the left.
All right.
And through a sound concept of benign containment, we merge into the vital center of the socialist left. Those are his words, not mine.
You think John Kennedy was a member of that conspiracy?
No, let me ask you this. The world federalist movement in the post-war era contained a lot of people who eventually broke with it, and a lot of people thought the U.N., in the post-war era, looked toward world government.
Sure.
Indeed, they did, up until 48, 49. But a lot of them said, look, we were utopian. That's over and done with. We can't move. And a lot of them came in Kennedy's government. Schlesinger
he lies so bad.
In Vietnam.
What a liar, man.
In Vietnam. Schlesinger was behind the Bay of Pigs. In other words, look, isn't there some move that occurred in the post-war era that now has been dissipated because nobody believes in the utopian ideal of world government anymore?
Well, I think there are those that realize that moving straight from a prototype of the United Nations into world government perhaps is tactically impossible. But phasing out increasingly national sovereignty into regional government and phasing out sovereignties into international treaties in multiple areas
the whole movement toward, quote, interdependence.
Yes.
NATO is part of the conspiracy?
Well, there are certainly elements in NATO. There are people in NATO who are very strongly dedicated to the defense of the West. But at the same time, you find in NATO a steady dissolution. You find a growing weakness as a NATO policy dominated by State Department policies that has not worked.
Well, it's a regional grouping, and I think, therefore, it may be suspect by the John Birch Society.
We're talking with Congressman Larry McDonnell, who has recently been elevated, I guess, to chairmanship of the John Birch Society, succeeding Robert Welch. We'll be back in a minute.
He hails him like a champ. And now they're really going to get, it's going to get hot here in a minute.
Welcome back to Crossfire. Our guest is the new
Tom
chairman,
Braden,
recently named chairman of the John Birch Society, Congressman Larry McDonnell, a Democrat from Georgia. Mr. McDonnell, your predecessor believed that the PTA was too left-wing and that and the John Birch Society at one time tried to infiltrate it. Or so he said. He used the word infiltrate. Is that part of your program now?
Well, I think when the PTA comes out in this program for the test ban treaty, and when the PTA comes out for gun control, and comes out for obviously national legislative programs that have been linked with liberaldom, Having nothing to do with education of our children, I think many people are wondering, what in the world is the PTA doing? And that includes members of the John Birch Society.
Well, I wonder about you. I looked you up. You're the biggest joiner that I've ever seen in the world. You belong, as I counted them, to 67 organizations, among which are the National Rifle Association, the American Pistol and Revolver Association, the Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the Second Amendment Foundation, and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms.
Well, Tom, I think there's a real drive in this country to try to destroy the realization of our citizens that they have a fundamental constitutional right to keep and bear arms as the Constitution allows. And unfortunately, there are those in our society, including elements of the PTA nationally, not always locally by any stretch, but nationally, who would believe that the federal government should restrict the right of citizens to keep and bear arms.
Can I get back to that?
What kind of grades do you give Ronald Reagan as president, and what kind of grades is the John Birch Society giving?
Well, I would say in his speeches, Pat, you'd have to give him close to an A, B plus to an A, but in his performance,
what's most disappointing?
Well, I think the fact that the rhetoric is going one way and the record is going another.
Let me ask you about this conspiracy again.
Well, you can take the issue of one of the major problems of this country is inflation,
right,
and the problems of the destruction of the dollar. And the fact of the matter is, in spite of promises of the contrary, Reagan has not moved to correct the deficiencies. We're now back to Keynesian economics despite comments to the contrary.
Do you think that's a result of the conspiracy you mentioned? Is there somebody working on them to get the inflation so that this country will be weakened?
Well, as a man who campaigned against elitism, as a man who in his campaign rhetoric said that he would not be having the Council on Foreign Relations trilateral types dominating his cabinet, he's got about 250 members of such in his administration.
Well, let me ask you about Bill Casey. Now, I've known Bill.
250 members.
I've known
of the trilateral committee.
I've known Bill Casey
in the administration.
I've known Bill Casey, the director of CIA, since World War II. As a matter of fact, in World War II, he was my boss. Now, you're a public relations director of the John Birch Society, says that Bill Casey is a part of this conspiracy
government. Before he became CIA, one of his big jobs was aiding in the transfer of technology and goods and so forth to the Soviet Union, helping the Camera River Project, the Export-Import Bank.
Oh,
helping to finance these
things. Is the Export-Import Bank part of the conspiracy?
I think the fact that the American people have been tapped steadily, especially since World War II, to finance their enemies and to have the massive technology transfer to those who were doing it. You know that from the Braden Doctrine in the agency, which you're very familiar with, and the feeling that we must somehow subsidize the, quote, non-communist left. That's among our so-called allies.
Braden was
and in country after country,
left?
That turned out to be the communists,
mm-hmm.
the crypto-communists masquerading
yeah,
as
that's
the non-communists.
Yeah, that's Mr. Mitterrand, who has taken the strongest position against the Russians of any Western European
Well, race. He was about to lose everything at the polls, and he had to show some sign. It's very difficult to say exactly how far that will
Congressman
be.
Congressman McDonnell, he's been using the term conspiracy.
No, I didn't use it. For heaven's sakes, Pat. The John Birch Society used it.
I don't want to go through the tape.
Well, it is. Don't blame it on me. He used it.
You've used it 45 times.
That's right. They say this is a conspiracy.
Right.
I want to know what the conspiracy is.
Tom.
I'm trying to find out who's in it and what agencies of government in it, because I want to fight it along with you.
You look
and
like
great, Tom. Let me tell you, Tom.
You tell me, you know, how can I join the John Birch Society?
Dumb and dumber.
You've got no problem at all. All you need to do is write a letter to the John Birch Society, Belmont, Massachusetts, 02178, and tell them that you would like to purchase for $2 a copy of the Blue Book. Tom, you read it, and I think if you're a dedicated American, you will agree with every word. Then you get in touch with me, and we may even sign you up.
Yeah, but it says here in one of your publications, not just anyone can be a Bircher. Now, how can I be a Bircher?
Anyone. Now, if you don't believe in the Constitution and limited government and free enterprise and biblical values of morality,
I believe in all those, but
I don't believe
there's a conspiracy.
He'd make a lousy candidate.
Well, Tom, as a matter of fact,
a member of the conspiracy, he's a member of the press.
Let me ask you. Mr. Braden's used for the 47th time the term conspiracy. Now, let me ask you seriously. When you use people like Casey, who is on the Council on Foreign Relations, David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission, what do you mean? Or do you mean, is that your term, the term conspiracy?
Well, there are many different levels of the problem. But yes, the term has been used, the term of conspiracy, when you have a group of people.
They're actively collaborating, and at the other end of that point of collaboration are communists, and on this end of the point of collaboration is Bill Casey and trilateralists and CFO
Al Haig.
You have people who are part of the elitist structure of this country that have dominated this country openly for 40 years.
I know, but they're not. Is that a conspiracy?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If people quietly working together for evil objectives, two or more, that by definition is a conspiracy. You have, by their own admission, you look at The Tragedy and Hope by Professor Carol Quigley, who's a member of this elitist group. He says, sure, we've been working this. Sure, we've been collaborating with communism. Yes, we're working for a global accommodation. Yes, we're working for world government. The only thing I object to is that we have kept it a secret. And I think we've gone so far along, we should come out and say,
I'll bet you $1.50 that Bill Casey doesn't know who Professor Quigley is. I don't.
He's at Georgetown a number of years ago.
He died a couple of years ago, and he wrote The Tragedy and Hope. He's a very noted member of your club, Tom.
Tom, you've got to broaden your reading a little
That's
bit.
Right. What I ought to do is read more about conspiracies, and that's why I'm interested in
Well, I'll tell you what you ought to do is go back and look at your founder, Edward Mandel House, because he wrote the book Philip Drew Administrator. And in this, Colonel House said that what he envisioned for the world was a world government along socialist lines as envisioned by Karl Marx. Now, that's your leader, Tom, so you got to go back to the beginning.
Well, his leader was Woodrow Wilson. Do you think he was a communist?
No, I think Woodrow Wilson was his follower. I think Edward Mandel House dominated Wilson, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. And so Edward Mandel House, that was we ought to make that clear. He was President Wilson's
alter ego. That's correct.
Yeah. So he is the real villain from which all these conspiracies.
No. He is a major figure, Tom. But there has been, unfortunately, in the West, an element. There are good members in the Council on Foreign Relations, dedicated patriotic people. You've had Sproul Brayton, who was a member of the Council of the Birch Society.
Bill Buckley's
and Council on Foreign Relations. You've got some dedicated people. But the driving forces have very clearly been willing to collaborate, subsidize, work for technology transfer for what they feel is some type of an accommodation and merger. And I submit this would be a disaster for the American Republic.
Are there any Congress?
Sure.
Our guest has been Congressman Larry McDonald of the John Birch Society. He's the new chairman. He succeeded Robert Welsh, who has stepped down, as I understand it. Is that correct?
He's been sort of promoted to chairman emeritus.
Chairman emeritus and founder. And Tom Brayden and I will be back with final comments in a moment.
Pat, I just want to tell you, I think some of the people who served in the Nixon White House are good, clean, upstanding, patriotic Americans. And some of them, on the other hand, are suspect. And I'm just going to have Larry McDonald, the head of the Birch Society, take a look at some of those people, and I wonder if he might find you.
Tom, where I disagree...
There's something going on here.
I disagree with Congressman McDonald is the idea of conspiracy with you and your friends. I think it's more of a herding instinct. The direction you've been moving in, inertia, carries you further and further. But I do think this. That slogan, get the U.S. out of the U.N. and the U.N. out of the U.S. looks better and better every day, doesn't it? Maybe they were ahead of their time on that one.
No, Pat, I think we got to have communications with the world, and the U.N. makes me mad, too. But I don't think it's a part of the great conspiracy which extends from Bill Casey and Al Haig all the way to communism.
Well, I think that Larry McDonald's a patriot. I think he's wrong about the conspiracy, but he's probably less wrong about what he says about this country than the guy I'm talking to.
Yeah, I think...
Both of them are nice of Malta, dirty as yesterday at last week's laundry. So they play a little part on Crossfire, back and forth, like they're on each opposite each other's side or whatever. And it's all a game they play, just like Putin and Obama and all the presidents of all these countries. They work together, you understand this? They play this game on TV. They ask me sometimes, Tom, do you see the State of the Union address? I said, no, why waste my time? Did you vote? Of course not. It's already picked, already chosen. Your vote counts zero. Your vote counts nothing. They have these Democratic and Republican conventions every 4 years, and they count for nothing because the voting is already picked. They've already chosen. They know the president will be already. It's just a placated subject. As a matter of fact, wars and revolutions are pre-planned with the outcome already determined by using rules of engagement and a strategy called Hegelian dialectic. That's why in Vietnam they were only allowed to do certain things that resulted in deaths of our soldiers and Marines because they did not want to win the war. It was never planned to win the war.
from the very beginning. The Agent Orange was designed by Monsanto to kill off the baby boomers who were in the Vietnam War with cancer. It worked perfectly. And I know for a fact, from testimony it was given to me, that they used the barrels for the Agent Orange, empty ones, as shower heads in the field. Yes, they did. Family, this is what's going on, and every country is part of this agenda. Now, the Council of Foreign Relations, a bunch of rascals. Now, the lower level Council of Foreign Relations don't have a clue. Just because your neighbor is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, and you go back and say, you're a member of the... They don't have any idea. This is the hierarchy. This is the hierarchy that understands this. The lower level people, they have no idea that they're also the victims of the own organization they work for. Now, CFR, here we go.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
So she admits it right there. And only that, she does it twice. That's the same one, yeah. But she also admits twice that we help fund Al-Qaeda in two interviews. So moving on from there, I got statements from her where we actually created Al-Qaeda. For example,
So if you think if we walked away from this, didn't give them money today, it would be worse for us from a security standpoint.
I do. We're building a relationship that just did not exist. I said in our last trip when you were with me that we had a huge trust deficit, in part because the United States had, to be fair, we had helped to create the problem we're now fighting.
How?
Because when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, we had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful. The Soviets left Afghanistan, and then we said, great, goodbye, leaving these trained people who were fanatical in Afghanistan and Pakistan, leaving them well armed, creating a mess, frankly, that at the time we didn't really recognize. We were just so happy to see the Soviet Union fall, and we thought, okay, fine, we're okay now. Everything's going to be so much better.
She lies there. It never fell.
Now you look back, the people we're fighting today, we were supporting in the fight against the Soviets.
Joe McCartney.
It's going to show some of those weapons from Benghazi ended up in the hands of ISIS. So we helped build ISIS. Now, there's a danger there. And
family, it's the same old mess, same old garbage, and all they lie. And the generals, admirals, colonels, I don't know what else, briefed the Council of Foreign Relations, our Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and Rhodes Scholars work against Americans because they're convinced the New World Order is the way to go. They don't tell the American public that. You see how far back it goes of how they operate. And a very short period, here we go.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order can emerge, a new era, freer from the threat of terror, stronger in the pursuit of justice, and more secure in the quest for peace. An era in which the nations of the world, East and West, North and South, can prosper and live in harmony. 100 generations have searched for this elusive path to peace, while 1,000 wars raged across the span of human endeavor. And today that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known. A world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle. A world in which nations recognize the shared responsibility for freedom and justice. A world where the strong respect the rights of the weak. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security,
September 11th, 1991,
and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future. Now we can see a new world.
Secretary.
With the end of the Cold War, Henry Kissinger pointed out in his superb book,
Kerry,
on diplomacy,
his cousin, John
he
Kerry.
Said, none of the most important countries which must build a new world order have had any experience with the multi-state system that is emerging. Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions. Or
agree with one another.
Nixon.
Letting history rather than the battlefield be the judge.
It's past the point of talking.
Order might be built.
Rockefeller.
Will not be here for too long.
You believe Nixon. Deeply in your system, and we believe just as deeply in our system. It is not our common beliefs that have brought us together here, but our common interests and our common hopes. The interest that each of us has to maintain our independence and the security of our peoples, and the hope that each of us has to build a new world order in which nations and peoples with different systems and different values can live together in peace, respecting one another while disagreeing with one another.
Well, at the same time, they're planning to assassinate Spiro Agnew and to bring a new world order into America and a dictatorship. So they lie through their collective secret society teeth. I expose it for what it really is. And family, you heard it yourself. Now, I'm not done. I'm not done at all. Now, that covered quite a bit. And I could take you back to 1943, 1973, 1981. There was a quite funny, and I kind of liked it back in the day, a show, a sitcom called Barney Miller. There are police detectives and whatever, and it's a sitcom, in the 80s, 81, Barney Miller. And they had a specific show in 1981, Barney Miller episode. And this is 2 years before Pat Brayden and, Tom Brayden, Pat Buchanan was made fools of by McDonnell, as you heard yourself, trying to expose it. Later in the 90s, you heard Bush, and 72 you heard Nixon, all about the New World Order, confirming that Brayden and Buchanan were liars. In 83, then after this interview with Tom Brayden and Pat Buchanan, McDonnell disappeared, was killed when the Russians took out an entire plane, KAL-007, September 1983. Now, 2 years before that, remember they were talking about the Trilateral Commission? Here is a segment of the Barney Miller episode, a sitcom, no less, in 1981. And look how they do it. Watch how they put it in front of your face. And this amazes me. On TV, here's what they heard.
They're the ones you should be arresting, not me.
Why didn't you say that before?
What we got here?
Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they?
He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
The Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller to bring together business and political leaders from the United States, Europe, Japan, so they could work together for better economic and political cooperation between their nations.
Yeah, but that's what they'd like us to believe. But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I take it they're pressing charges?
Yeah, well, he broke a globe and some UNICEF artwork.
Well, they're in on it, too.
Okay, Mr. Klein, if you just...
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that information.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Well, he's got these magazines here. Conspiracy Review. Suppressed Truth Roundup?
The whole master plan is exposed.
Yeah, well,
You're still not convinced, huh? would you like to hear the names of just a few of the people who have been on the Trilateral Commission?
Not particularly.
James Earl Carter. Heard of him?
Look, Mr. Klein...
Henry Kissinger. You heard of him? Walter Mondale.
Who?
Mr. Klein, this is
John Anderson, George Bush. Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. So, no matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
Are you through?
See how they do it? Isn't that a shocker? How much more evidence do y'all need to know how this works, really? That confirms everything I've been telling y'all. And they're even coming out and telling you about the frequency, wave vibrations, ELF transmission. They're telling you this now. They're confirming it. Well, everything we've been saying for years and years and years. I knew this day would come. The day when they will reveal their own evil. Well, while they're doing it, I'll tell you why they're doing it. I'm going to take it a step further. They're doing it so you'll see how rotten the governments are worldwide. Every country has been evaluated by their international institute, determined what will trigger a chaotic situation, and they're exacerbating it, causing it to happen, because in their protocols, chapter 15, when they finally acknowledge that all governments are worthless, that's when you'll accept the New World Order as the alternative. That's their overall plan. And the so-called prosperity period that's coming is not that at all. It's to placate before the real World War III. That's the second seal. First seal of the apocalypse has not been opened yet. And those preachers and those so-called prophets, evangelists of the highest order, are liars when they say we're even in the sixth seal, sixth trumpet, or whatever, like Carl Gallup, Irvin Baxter, P.P. Simmons. All these that say we're already in tribulation are liars, or they're greatly disturbed or deceived. And they're leading many, many of their followers in the wrong path. Well, family, I don't take breaks. This I have to. I don't have commercial breaks, thank goodness. I have nothing to sell. All I have is to give you all the knowledge, and then you don't believe me. It's what I want, but I want you to challenge everything I say. Do not believe what I say. Challenge what I say. Don't just disbelieve or just believe, but challenge it on your own. You find out yourselves. That's how it works. Is you find out and you become an expert. You become knowledgeable on your own. There is evidence right there that they give it to you in your face. Man, you can't get more clear than that. That was an actual sitcom, and you heard the audience as they, you know, electronically make it happen, but laugh. So that when you hear it on the news, excuse me, you hear it in a sitcom, you see it on a cartoon, you read it in a comic book, you see it in a fictional movie, and we tell you this as conspiracy researchers, then you'll say, "Ah, man, I saw that in Barney Miller the other day." You saw that, yeah. Or my son, you will say, "Well, my son has a video game, has a nanobots in there. You saw that in a video game." You see? The peace and prosperity period that's coming. The worldwide peace and prosperity will take many Christians down the wrong path. It is a trap to placate the American public, to placate the world. Family, they did it in 1920 when J.P. Morgan, another Illuminati. Did you know that J.P. Morgan and Churchill literally are mass murderers? In fact, according to historical records, J.P. Morgan and Churchill did conspire to set up the Lusitania, to take it down as a dialectic to justify us entering World War I. Churchill called off the escort, working with the Nazis, absolutely. And they torpedoed that ship to kill 1,201 lives, May 7th, 1915. That's a pretty direct accusation, is it not? One that might sound like, "Oh, this guy on the radio is crazy." Well, let's see. How about that? Quote, Colin Simpson. Cunard Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to British First Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill, break, which was the Knights of Malta, by the way. They're murderers, Knights of Malta members, are murderers, traitors, and Luciferians. That's me talking. Okay. Continuing. The ship was sent to New York City, where it was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan and company, before it set sail for England. The German government warned Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan and Woodrow Wilson, dupe of Mandelhaus, Woodrow Wilson, that it would be sunk and innocent passengers killed. Wilson and Bryan did nothing. As the ship entered the English Channel on May 7th, 1915, as I said, Churchill ordered the single British escort ship to abandon Lusitania. Now set in dock, it was sunk by 3 German U-boats, and 1,201 innocent lives were lost. One well-known author of a book on Lusitania called it the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas, unquote, by Colin Simpson. See, family, that was written by Simpson, a book entitled The Lusitania, Ballantine Books, 1972, on page 6. That's fact. Shall I tell you about Pearl Harbor in 1920? another fact that Churchill, FDR, Japanese elite worked together to plan Pearl Harbor, to justify us to get ticked off. We would support war in the Pacific. I got quotes from FDR 10 years before it happened when he was working for the government then. He was, Assistant Secretary of the Navy. He was impatient with Wilson, who would not enter the war quicker. Family, what I'm telling y'all is all truth. To try to get y'all to understand what you're up against. And know then that they lose this war. Now, J.P. Morgan, that same one, in 1920, caused a crash in the stock market as they control it. Every crash is perfectly controlled like you do a budget and a checkbook. That's a fact. That's why they killed McKinley. Because he was exposing it. That's why they killed Lindbergh's baby. Because he was exposing it and they warned him. All this is connected. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. McKinley before 1910, in 1901, I believe it was, he was interfering with the Rothschilds and the others in their plan for economic control. About 9 years before the meeting at Jekyll Island, they had to eliminate McKinley. Then after, Lindbergh was exposing how they had controlled the financials. Well, 1920, J.P. Morgan, not recorded in history, caused the depression, a minor depression in 1920s to happen, which means the country lost a lot of money. People panicked. So if it was in the modern day, that means the ATMs were shut down and businesses were closed. Now, what history does record is that 1921, J.P. Morgan said, "I will save you." He flooded the market with money, increased the stock market, people started making money, and he got the phrase, "Happy days are here again." Yeah, they're here again because of the crash that you're not knowing about, 1920, 1921. Clapper girls, organized crime, prohibition, oh, everything started happening. To make you fat and happy, stocks, bonds, pshoo, got your car, got your house, everything's happy days going on. 1921, 22, 23, 24, 25, they're planning Pearl Harbor, that's correct. 26, 27, the Federal Reserve has a secret meeting to plan the Great Depression. And 1928, at the same time frame, you know what they did? You know what they did in 1928? In 1928, guess what? Historian Anthony Sutton said, and I quote, "Without the capital supplied by Wall Street, there would have been no IG Farben chemical cartel in the first place, and almost certainly no Adolf Hitler in World War II. Unquote. Wall Street funded IG Farben. IG Farben was a total financial resource of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party. It's all planned. It's all planned out. So by 1928, Hitler's up and running, funded by Wall Street, moving right along. 1929, we ready? Yep, okay, all right, crash it. And all they did was make phone calls and called in debt, that's all they did. When your Harvard professor tells you that the Great Depression was caused by junk bonds and all that, that was residual, that's collateral damage. He's either one dumb professor and naive, or he's a liar because he's a humanist in that college, which I've proven that's the truth. They lie to you on the history books, which I can prove. Your college education, universities, are schools of Marxism and socialism, as I have evidence and quotes confirming it, by educators and humanists. And every public school is a school of humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. I've got every bit of evidence I can load you down. And I say it that way because I'm confident and the proof is out front. It's open, but people aren't connecting the dots. I summarize it the best I can so it won't be confusing and present it to you. Council of Foreign Relations controls the government, as now you've heard. Quote, Chicago Tribune, December the 9th, 1950, and it says in an article, which I have a copy of it, I found from microfiche. The article says, and I quote, "The members of the Council of Foreign Relations are persons of much more than average influence in their community. They've used the prestige that their wealth, their social position, and their education have given them to lead their country toward bankruptcy and military debacle. They should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war and the fresh blood of the present war." That was Korea. The last war is World War II, and that's an unquote. We're responsible for the loss of Korea, where it came into a neutral position, and they planned the loss of Vietnam on purpose for 10 years to kill off the baby boomers, to bring heroin back from Vietnam as they bring it from South America. 1990s is increased production when the U.S. military directed by the CIA to bring back heroin from Afghanistan. That's another reason they're killing off our troops, because they saw this happen over a long period of time. Another reason why they're genociding our veterans. And using these terrible weapons on innocent people to practice so they wouldn't use them on us in Afghanistan and Iraq. Our troops have seen them use. The mind control is unbelievable. They practice that on Kuwait. Family, they lose. This is a supernatural war. There's no way humankind could come up with this. Mankind's not this smart. Not really. Not to care this for generations upon generations to a new world order. And family, it's going by the book. The Bible tells you what's happening. Everything going on today goes back to Daniel's prophecy of Nebuchadnezzar. The 10 toes, mixed iron and clay, of the revival of the Old Roman Empire is happening now. Now that's real. Because they worship Lucifer. I don't believe in Lucifer and Satan and all that. Well, it don't matter there, yo. Because they do, and they control what you do. No, they don't. I'm a sovereign citizen. Family, got you believing all that nonsense? It's to placate you. Now, the next so-called depression is going to happen. To placate the American public, Christians will fall by the wayside, and when everybody's in peace and prosperity, then comes a real World War III. Now, got 20 minutes to go, and I got one more day, too, tomorrow. All this I'm telling you leads us right straight to another attempt. Since they tried it in 1943 and it failed, they tried it again in 1972 and it failed, 1984 and it failed, 1999 and it failed, to bring about a North American Union. A North American Union is one of the 10 unions of the world to join the European Union. We're just one more. They will bring together Canada, United States, and Mexico is the plan. That's where NAFTA come in. So they set up, Clinton set up NAFTA. See, back when Clinton was president, he set up NAFTA, or NAFTA was set up about that time frame, economic conditions. Before that, Jimmy Carter had us pull out of Panama Canal by treaty, slowly to be pulling out by 1970s. The treaty was signed in 1970s, and we started pulling out 70s and 80s, little by little, so the Chinese could move in as they moved up the to move into our United States. All planned behind our backs. Well, in 2006, Bush thought he was going to be a dictator. Yep. He didn't give a hoot about the Constitution. He said so himself. Quote, it'd be a whole lot easier around here if we had a dictatorship, as long as I'm the dictator, unquote. I've actually got that comment that I could play for you, but I don't think y'all want to hear it, but you can find it yourself as well. The Bush administration in 2006, only one of many, launched an extensive working group activity in 2006 timeframe to implement a trilateral agreement, you got it, with Mexico and Canada. The membership of the working group, as it wasn't published back in 2006, but FEMA's a part of this, NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, and Department of Commerce, implemented by Security and Prosperity Partnership, the SPP, and is working with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin in Canada. And in Waco, Texas, March 23rd, 2005, they met to set this up, when they thought it was going to come together. It never happened. The report was released June 27th, 2005, and had 20 different working groups that had a wide variety of issues, from e-commerce to aviation policy to borders and immigration, involving the activity of multiple U.S. government agencies to work together. It's all been set up. And all they're waiting for is the right instant to put it together. And they're just not ready yet. And right now, family, America's just sleepwalking. Conspiracy researchers are trying to get information out. Others, pretending to be conspiracy researchers, work for COINTELPRO, NSA, and trying to misdirect by telling you 80% truth and 20% misdirection. Those are the ones that really get my gourd, because people trust them. Most of them are syndicated. Most of them are international. Most of them have written books. That gives them credibility. They're on talk shows, comments. I'm risking my life by being here, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. On and on and on. Well, baloney. They don't tell you about the Knights of Malta. They tell you the bankers are the enemy. No, the bankers aren't. The bankers are a dime a dozen. Like an egg full of carton, like a carton full of eggs. One breaks, he just replaces it with another one. It's not a problem. Eric Holder, he's not just an egg in the egg carton. That's all he is. They make it look like he's ahead of something. Make him look like he's a Muslim or he's evil and all this. Well, they're playing the role like they're supposed to. See, they have to downplay one presidential administration to get us to think that another one coming in is a good one. That's why they had Lewinsky in Clinton. It's time for Bush to take over. So they brought Lewinsky. Notice she's still living. But Chandra Levy, they murdered to keep her quiet. She's getting ready to tell on one of their political leaders about an affair. They murdered her. But Lewinsky, they let live? Oh, please. Paid off, hook, line, and sinker to make the Clinton administration, as he's a part of this facade, to look bad. So then when they appointed Bush as president, I said appointed Bush, there'd be no question. Now they're making Obama look bad, as he's agreed to. He's part of this play. He's a Muslim in the office, bringing all Muslims in the government. So the military will be able to support a military coup of the U.S. government. And there'd be no question, and people even support it. Rick Joyner, nice of Malta, already said it on his radio program, or his church program, about a military coup to take over the government. He just right out and said it. Lindsey Graham said, that they should have the, what was it he said? Lindsey Graham came up with something like that, but he made headlines on it. It's some one-sided thing. Obama, holders pushing a new morality, it doesn't include God to say that. Lindsey Graham just crossed the line. As president, I would use the military against Congress. So they got an article on this. Lindsey Graham has just crossed the line, they say. As president, I would use the military against Congress. And he made headlines on that. Now, what do you think about that, huh? What do you think about that? Wasn't that terrible for him to say? Huh? That it should have made headlines? You think they should take him out for saying that? You think that's an unpatriotic thing to say? What do you think? But then when I think about that, something else comes to my mind. As to what Rick Joyner said. Now, look at the single side, how they work this thing. Watch how they work this. This is on his own radio.
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely
concerned. He's a Knights of Malta with his buddy Jerry Boykin.
Disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's
Knights of Malta,
praying
right? Braden,
for God
and Chad Buchanan. They're all
manufacture a military.
Knights of Malta, Churchill, too, that murder. They're all Knights of Malta.
On a recent TV episode, it's funny. But it's not funny because he's really serious, and he's connected up with some like military people. He said this: "There's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny," is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the crucial, most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak's Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill, period. It's not, thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Now, the way they're placating this, I got a quote from a gangster disciple that I talked to, and even in Kosovo, I had a friend that was a, well, he was a friend, but he was a terrorist over there that they considered a terrorist, but he was a freedom fighter. He was not part of the mafia, but he was part of the KLA. Muhammad Jamali was a friend of mine. He told me what they were doing and told me what's going on and so forth. Well, I had another contact with a gangster disciple. I do my own work. And I got a quote from him. He said, quote, they're planning to use gangs to kick off martial law. I'm also told that a group called Growth and Development, which is formerly known as Gangster Disciples, our group, will not be a part of the satanic agenda. But after years of being used as pawns in a game that we don't understand, we are working with other street organizations here in Chicago and across the nation to wake their members up to the truth and to use their energy toward positive instead of negative. That's what he was told. You see, they're setting up a lot of nonsense, and they're going to fool a lot of people. They're going to need a national police force. That's why they're getting rid of the regular police forces nationwide, to bring a national police force made up of felons. And I'm going to explain tomorrow. They're trained in the Christian identity. I'll explain who the Christian identity is tomorrow. They don't even know they're being used as pawns either. They'll have to find out the hard way. The UN troops and other shows, other places are telling you that they can't do this because there are not enough people, not enough police, not enough military. That's wrong. They have Russians, Chinese, European troops already here. And what these people aren't telling you, or they don't know, is they're going to use UN troops to bring martial law. The placating and the facade is there's not enough to affect martial law, so don't worry about it. But that's a lie, because they have UN troops already here since 1993 with bases, supply trains, everything. And they'll come out of the woodwork from nowhere. And our veterans will be caught in the middle. And 26 suicides per day, what do you think is going to happen when they turn one veteran against another? They don't understand in the militia. They don't understand in the Oath Keepers. They don't understand the technology that's going to be used against them. Did you not understand what happened in Iraq when entire groups and units just gave up and surrendered? It was mind control. It was mind control. Technology. You better know what you're dealing with. This is no game. This is no, we are the Wolverines and all that sort of thing, and Patrick Swayze movie back in the day, Red Dawn. This is not a movie. It's not scripted. This is real. And you better know that you're being placated into a disaster. There's ways around it, but there's no way to stop it, but there's a way to slow it down. Jesus Christ is the only way. Material ways to slow it down, sure. But the long term, it is a supernatural war that you're in, and there's no way around that. Jesus Christ is the truth. He's the answer. When they say, all I've got's a prayer, that's what you should have started off with in the first place. We always say prayer last. Isn't that how it works? Even the cliche. Man, all I've got is a prayer and it's whatever. Well, you should have started with a prayer first. Family, we're all deep into it, and I've proven it today. How they bring it up to you, how they try to fool us. And our own government, Russian government, Chinese, European, every one of them, Canada, it don't matter. They're all in on it. Every nation is connected to this new world order. New world order. Notice the world order. But family, in the long term, they lose because Jesus Christ is coming back. I will remind you all as we close down here till tomorrow. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. Tonight on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And also reminds you that there's another network that plays my broadcast on a random basis called highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net. John Kirkler owns it, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He has sponsors. He has three or four towers, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. If you live in those three states, contact him or find out from his website the sponsors and use them, highpointradio.net. My website, I don't get anything for it. He just plays my broadcast and my Bible studies as a favor. I got a website, watchmanforjesus.com, where you can get my archives of previous shows or listen to me live on that one, or talkstreamlive.com. You can listen to me live from 4 to 6. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And family, we're at the end of the program. And I appreciate y'all coming by and do your research. Pray. Take Jesus Christ as Savior. That is the bottom line. Not just stopping sinning, but acknowledging and ask Him to come into your life and believe. Have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only word that's true is a King James Bible. And family, is not a Harvard professor or Stanford or Yale, I don't care where they're from, can prove otherwise. Family, y'all have a good night. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 to 6, or those who want to venture out, Bible study tonight, 8 to 9. Good night and God bless. There's your watchman, Thomas Gambill. I'm signing off.
Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive.
to the end.